Right, next witness.
Thank you. My name's Richard Kite. My evidence outlines the initiatives that the dairy sector in Southland has already undertaken or is currently leading to improve the environmental sustainability of dairying in the Southland region. These initiatives are particularly focused on practices targeting water quality improvement. There are many initiatives to improve environmental outcomes already well underway and are being worked towards voluntarily. Collectively, these initiatives will already contribute towards a holding of the line approach for water quality management across the region. The majority of these initiatives are based around the development and uptake of good management practice, GMPs, on farm to deliver improved environmental outcomes. Through the various DNZ supported initiatives listed in my primary evidence statement, it's my experience that the awareness of GMP in Southland has increased markedly over the last 5 years. DNZ has been proactive in the development and support of farmer-driven cross-sectoral catchment groups throughout the Southland region, with over 15 groups throughout Southland and more groups evolving. We are seeing increasing numbers of farmers recognising the importance of GMPs and their implementation on farm. GMP, especially around winter management practices, has become a regular topic at over 120 discussion groups, as well as other special events run annually throughout the region. Southland dairy farmers have been involved in both the development and the implementation of GMP, covered in both the South Island Wintering Guide and the Riparian Management Guide. Through both catchment groups and other extension activities, we are seeing an increased momentum around proactive farmer-driven approach to on-farm change. It's my experience that many farmers in Southland are following recommendations of the DNZ Good Management Practice Guidelines are incorporating many good management practices in their farming operations. This is particularly so with regards to intensive wintering practices and effluent storage and disposal requirements. In my opinion, there is acceptance from the dairy farming community that I work with that understanding and implementing GMPs on farm will achieve not only efficiency gains in terms of productivity and profitability, but also improvements in water quality.
Thank you. Let's see if we have questions for you, Morris.
Thank you. Richard, I'd like to ask you about good management practices to reduce the loss of nitrogen via deep drainage or drainage rather than surface runoff. There doesn't seem to be that much in the good management practices. Can you explain that and suggest things that could be done without a systems change, as you talked about before?
As far as nitrogen loss goes, it's probably one of the harder issues to tackle, and under a GMP, that's when we start getting into the systems change and looking at on-off grazing, which creates obviously cost to farmers, and that's why it's not within the GMP. You don't see it within the GMP guide, because it's the next step, which we would suggest is, as we move into limit setting. As soon as we start, you can on-off graze around nitrogen loss and capture that, but that then creates a system change and require for infrastructure, and that's the risk we pointed out earlier. Yeah. That if we go to infrastructure too early, we could have major costs that can be recouped. So unfortunately, yeah, that's where that sits.
All right, thanks.
No questions for me, thanks.
Just one, thank you. In your evidence you've just presented, item 7, or paragraph 7, you say that many farmers in Southland are following the DairyNZ Good Management Guidelines, which is encouraging. Yep. I'm wondering if you're able to perhaps quantify that a bit more. You didn't say all. Are we somewhere between 50% and 100%?
I couldn't give you a percentage, but within the catchment groups, the ones that we recorded in the last year, there were 790 contacts at those events, and I'd suggest that though, and what I do say with those events is, as we bring farmers in, or farmers bring other farmers to those catchment groups, we see rapid uptake of GMP. So I can't quantify that, no. Eric, but it's certainly what I'm seeing rapid uptake of GMP.
And it's your expectation that it's not at an end point yet in terms
Certainly not. I think as a region, we're seeing a really proactive approach from our farmers. And you've heard from the catchment groups, they're driven by farmers and they're about getting the right outcomes. So we're still seeing catchment groups growing and developing. And as well as that, DairyNZ within its own discussion groups across the region, we were in 120 discussion groups in annually. And within that, the good management practice is now around the discussion of farmers. So we're seeing a really proactive growth approach to uptake.
I'm not sure if I've got the right word, but if someone's not playing the game, is there an, this is the word, evangelical approach to try and get them on board? Proactive engagement, shall we say.
Peer pressure plays a large part in uptake. And I've seen farmers who have been brought into the groups and it's probably they're not playing the game, they probably don't know that the game's there, and when they see what's happening and understand their peers are all actually taking us on board, that's where we see. But as far as not using good management practice and knowing about it, I probably can't comment on where that sits or the numbers around it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would it be fair to say, Richard, that the dairy industry, which you have, or your predecessor, has actually been supportive of as an industry good body, has been in the stuff for some 15 years or more?
Certainly. And through since the start of the expansion, certainly that's what.
Yeah,
and dairy and Z's had to expand. Okay, with that, we've been involved with the Waituna. The approach to Waituna was where sustainable milk plants came from and were developed from, and we measured the impact and the return from farmers again voluntarily taking on sustainable milk plants.
Okay. So what I'm suggesting is that this has been around for quite some time. It was highlighted through the first sustainable dairy accord.
Yeah.
A number of farmers got on board with that, but it was small at the start. And farmers themselves actually led this change, of which a number of organisations like yourself started to socialise to farmers that there was a double hit here. If you followed what we termed our good management practice, there was actually some on-farm benefits from this. And when farmers started to pick up on that, this actually started to get some wheels. And now we've actually got multiple sectors saying, let's socialise through organisations like yourselves as much as we know, so we get as many people on board as we can, not only make the farms run better and more efficiently, but actually to have an environmental eyes on what we do and can we manage those things. So I'm getting to the point in a minute. So what I'm actually saying is that there are so many plans around. Does the industry actually need to standardise some of the reporting to make it easier for people to know what they need to fill in, what they don't?
So within dairy, and I can only speak for dairy, we promote our own good management practice, and that's also been developing as well. So over the last 10 years we've seen the P21 work which DairyNZ collaborated with at Telford. So GMP is also evolving as well, and as we've done that, we've brought that on track. But standardisation, they're pretty standard around what we require in the dairy sector, and some of those certainly move over into the sheep and beef and other sectors. The same practices.
So the last part of that is the dairy industry and what the plan is asking for through Appendix N. Do you see them very strongly aligned, or does there still need to be some work done?
With our SMP, we see overlap. I'm going to hand over to Charlotte.
So
thoughts on that?
From, I've had a quick analysis of that, and there appears to be some overlaps between DairyNZ SMPs and Appendix N. but also potentially some gaps. But we would be quite happy again to go away and look at that specifically if you'd like us to.
I think it would be helpful, as that's one of the things we need to look at to help us make sure that that's robust.
And certainly in our submission we asked that we don't have unnecessary duplication and we use what we've already got. So.
Thank you. It's almost here.
Mr. Pyle, I've no questions for you, but just to note that the guidance material that the UNZ has produced and that you provided copies with us, we found quite interesting and informative and helpful. And we've got a large number of submissions on Appendix N, particularly in relation to good management practices, and I think it's likely that that Appendix N could be improved to refer explicitly to some of the existing guidance material that's out there and produced by agencies such as yours and others, including the DFMA, etc. So,
thank you.
Just a note rather than a question. All right, thanks very much. And Ms. Wright, anything else?
That completes our presentation. Thank you.
No, that's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.